आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So Shankaracharya is suggesting us that we should remove our superimposition. Swa adhyas apanayam kuru. Swa adhyas. Swa adhyas. Adhyas means superimposition. Apanayam kuru, remove it, eliminate it, take it out. We all have done some superimposition. What is that superimposition? Aham brahm, aham. Jivosmi, Dehoham, Kartaham, these are all superimposition on that Brahman, on that Atman. Shankaracharya again and again is saying how to do it, what is the means to do it, how to remove it, he is guiding step by step. First he says, Swatmani eva sadasitva, stay, abide in your Atman, Swatmani, not others Atma. Swatmani, abide in your own self, then manonasyati yogina, yogina means a meditator. They try to destroy or end their mind. Which mind? The problematic mind, the projecting mind, the mind which has got the ignorance. Is not that after realization there is no mind. You can't interact with the world. Manonasaha. Then Vasana nam chaschataha and also vasana. So vasana and manonas. By abiding into your Atman, you have to do these two things. Swadhyas apanayam kuru. Then he says, tamo dabhyam rajasattvat. If you are tamoguni, heedless, careless, lazy, sleepy, then he said, you take the help of rajogun and sattogun. Since the sattogun is also within maya, and we have to cross the sattogun also, he said, sattvam suddhena nasyati. How sattva will go? When you realize that consciousness, which is pure, suddha, suddhena nasyati. By that pure consciousness, by your realization, that will also end. Tasvat sattvam avastabhya. Tasmat, therefore, what we should do? Always stay in sattvagun. Tasmat sattvam avastabhya. So there we have to put in effort to come up to sattvagun. If we are in tamogun, rajogun, we have to come up to sattvagun. And sattvagun will end with suddhena, by the knowledge of the pure consciousness. Therefore, tasmat sattva avastabhya, depending on the sattvagun, swadhyas apanam kuru, end your superimposition. Always remember what is superimposition. Dehoham, jivoham, kartaham, these are all superimpositions. We are not deh, we are not jiva, we are not karta. We are not karta. Who am I? I am Brahma. Brahma is not this body. Brahma is not jiva. And Brahman is karta.
No, nikamma.
Nikamma. So Brahman is a karta. So who am I? I am not karta. So this karta bhav is a superimposition on akarta. Who am I? I am Brahman. But I am thinking I am karta. Kaise hoga? If you are Brahman, how can you become karta? You can't become karta. Then he says, this way you remove your swadhyas, your superimposition. Then somebody may think, what will happen to the body? He says, prarabdha pushyati bapu iti nischitta nischala. Prarabdha will take care of it. Don't worry about the food. It will take care. Even if you want to die, you can't die. Because the prarabdha will keep that body alive. Prarabdha pushyati nischitta. Know it for certain. And nischala, don't get disturbed by that. It is, you believe, when Shankaracharya is saying, the prarabdha will take care, it will take care. Dhairyam alamba yatnena, what we have to do? Dhairya, patience, courage. Take the alamban, support of dhairya. And he says, yatnena. With, and we have to put in effort. Swadhyas apanam kuru. Okay. Remove your superimposition. Then again he said, you can take help of this way also, you can go. Naham jiva, I am not jiva. Then who are you? Param Brahma. I am Param Brahma, I am not jiva. Always remind yourself, I am not jiva, I am not jiva, I am not jiva. Who are you? I am Param Brahma, Supreme Brahman, Supreme Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Okay. Atat vyabhrati purvakam, atat. What is atat? Tat means that. Tat tvam asi. Tat means that Brahman. Atat means the thing which is other than that means what? Anatma. So other than anatma, all anatma, vyabriti, remove that. Remove anatma. So we have got a combination of atma and anatma. This is all mixed up. So what we have to do? Remove anatma. Okay. Atat vyabriti purvakam vasana begata prapta. Why did I get this body? What is the cause of this body? Vasana vega prapta. It is because of our vasana. That is the cause which we are creating unknowingly. Unknowingly, we are creating more and more vasana. More and more vasana, more likes and dislikes. More likes and dislikes means I don't know how to act in the world. How to act in the world? Bolo. Karma yoga. Your karma should be in such fashion that it unites with the Lord. It unites with the Lord. That is not happening. That is not happening. Vasana vekta prapta swadhyas apanam kuru. This way you remove it. Okay, what else to be done? శ్రుత్యా యుక్త్యా స్వానుభూత్యా గాత్వా సర్వాత్మ ఆత్మన శృతి శ్రవణ్ మనన్ నిధిధ్యాసన్. వి హ్యావ్ టు డూ గ్యాత్వా సర్వాత్మ ఆత్మన అండ్ దెన్ యూ కమ్ టు, వెన్ యూ డూ ద శ్రవణ్ మనన్ నిధిధ్యాసన్ యూ విల్ కమ్ టు నో దట్ యువర్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడి. మిలియన్ టైమ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ సెడ్ ద ఆత్మన్ ఇన్ మీ ఈజ్ ద ఆత్మన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్. దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెంట్ ఆత్మన్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ బీయింగ్స్. క్వచిద్ అభాసత ప్రాప్త క్వచిద్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇఫ్ ద జీవ్ భావ్ కమ్స్ బికాజ్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్స్ వీ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ ఈగో జీవ్ భావ్ జీవ్ భావ్ పర్సీవర్ ఫీలర్ థింకర్ ఐఎమ్ కర్త ఐఎమ్ దేహ్ సో దిస్ మే క్రాప్ అప్ సమ్టైమ్ దెన్ ఈ సెట్ స్వాధ్యాసం అపనం కురు యూ రిమూవ్ దాట్ ఆల్సో వెన్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ట్రై ఓ ఖతం కరు నో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ జీవ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ కర్త ఐఎమ్ నాట్ దేహ్ ద దిస్ వే వీ హ్యావ్ టు అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ think in this line. Shankaracharya is giving us the various ways how can we remove it, means, different means to remove this dehoham bhav, jivoham bhav, kartaham bhav, how to remove. Then he says anna adan visarga abhyam isat nasti kriya mune. Muni never thinks that this is my kriya. Muni means a realized person. A realized person means what? He thinks, I am Jiva. He thinks, I am Brahman. Since he thinks he is Brahman, therefore he is not Karta. So therefore, Muni, Isat, whatever, na asti kriya, this is not my kriya. What? Anna adan visargabhyam, accepting or rejecting, eating or evacuating, or in other way you can say, all our perceptions and response. Anna adan means all perceptions through five jnanendriya and responses to the world by karmendriya. So whatever it is, kriya, whatever kriya is happening, Muni says, it's not mine. And how a jnani says, mera hai, maine kiya, kisne kiya, maine kiya. But Muni thinks he is not doing. In Gita also you will find same thing. Naiva kinchit karomi. Guna guno se vartante. Achha. Tad ek nishthya nityam. Tad ek da nishthyam. Always abide in that, contemplating on that Brahman continuously. It is not you will think only in Vivek Churabani class from 8:30 to 9:30 that you are Brahman. Continuously. Tad ek nishtya nityam, always. Always. And this nityam also indicates that the Shravan Manan Nididhyasana is to be done every day. Every day we have to do. Now Gurudev writes, eating is not only putting food into the mouth and swallowing it, but also the anxiety for it, plan for its preparation, all the excitement for it, the sweet expectation of its taste, the mouth-watering smell, and ultimately eating it, all these are not there in to distract him who is engrossed in the study and reflection of the scriptures. So those who are Muni, they are not distracted by anything, any action. Here Shankaracharya is saying only food, but Gurudev writes, food in Upanishad also means all sense objects eaten by sense organs. So eating food, anna adana, means reception of the sense objects. Our responses to the stimuli received represent excretion or expulsion, visarga, receiving stimuli from the world of object and responding to them with the egocentric identification are not done by a man of reflection. But understand very clearly, he is responding, he is receiving, he is responding, all the stimuli, he is interacting with the world. Muni is interacting with the world, but the difference is egocentric identification is not there. There is no ego, and there is no egocentric identification. So stimuli, receive and respond, both are there in Muni. A jnani is identified and jnani is not identified with his receptions and responses. One who is striving to learn the art of meditation must slowly and carefully develop in himself an attitude of holding himself neutral in all receptions of stimuli and in response to them. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 2 itself, Lord has said, Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo. And then he says, after having done this, then you act in the world. So same kritva, same thing he has done. Muni has also done the same thing. He is receiving and responding, but he is not affected by it. What he has done? Same kritva. Jo hona hoga, hoga. Theek hai. They may go on at the physical level. A man of reflection does not identify with these. They may go on at the physical level because of the prarabdha of the body, but he is not involved in them. He is otherwise busy. This truth has a universal applicability. Even in ordinary life, we find a man of reflection, a serious thinker, is not normally available for petty reflexes. When the examinations are near, the students are very busy with their studies. No movies, no picnics. Vigorously studying, when the mind has taken up any idea seriously, it gets engrossed in it. The absent-mindedness of great scientists and artists is attributed to their devotion to the theme of their deep contemplation and pursuit. Always contemplating upon one ideal, tat ek nishthaya. Nishtha means nitaram sthiti, always abiding in that atman. Act in the world, get engaged, be wedded to the theme of Brahman, the Supreme Self, and deny entirely all your superimposition. So the way to come out from superimposition is always remember that we are Jiva. We are Brahman. Always remember we are Brahman. 283.
Tattvamasyadi vakyotha.
Tattvamasyadi vakyotha.
Brahmatmaikatva bodhata. Brahmanyatmatva dadhyaya. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Tattvamasyadi vakyotha brahmatmaikatva bodhatah brahmanyatmatva dadhyaya swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Path 2 says brahmatmaikatva bodhatah. Brahma atma ekatva bodhatah. Brahma and atma is one and same. The Atman in me is Brahman only. So by means of the knowledge of identity of Brahman and Atman are not two different entities. So why we use two words then? Brahman, conditioned by body, gross body, subtle body and causal body. It's called Atman. Atman unconditioned by body, all three bodies, is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is equal to Atman. Simple. So, if you want to realize that Brahman as self or strengthen the thought that I am Brahman, which we hear, what we have to do? Ekatva bodhata. Ekatva bodhata, we have to always remember. Ekatva is one and same. Atman and Brahman is one and same. Okay, so where can I get this knowledge? Where will I find this knowledge? So it is a Tattvamasi Vakyotha. It is said in Tattvamasi Vakya. Vakyam is Mahavakya. Utta, it is said. Tattvamasi Vakya, it is said. Tat means that. That represents that Brahman. Tvam means that Atman, that Jiva. Tattvamasi, you are that. Again and again it is said. Mahavakya. So the knowledge, if we contemplate on that again and again and again, will strengthen it. Don't say, I have listened Tattvamasi and all of it, sudden one day it will click. It will never happen. Already in your, in 6 years, every week you have heard Tattvamasi. 6 years, every week we say Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. And you must be hearing for last 20 years, 30 years, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. Now he say, what we have to do, we have to repeat it again and again. Don't say, oh, Tattvamasi, I have listened. Don't repeat it again. I have listened. Now one day it will click, automatic ho jayega, kuch ho jayega. Kuch nahi hoga. Then he says, Brahmani Atma Tattva Dadhyam. Or strengthening your identification with Brahman, you have to repeat it again and again. Like you sow a seed, then after that we put water, 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 water continuously, and then seed sprouts, become a tree. Similarly, this is a seed, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. By repetition of Tattvamasi, 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 make it strong. Is there any other way? No. You have to repeat it to make it strong. Again and again, we have to do it. So that we are listening from Tattvabodh. Even without study of Tattvabodh, we knew Tattvamasi. But we have to repeat again and again, again and again to strengthen it. Now the question comes, how long I have to do it? Immediately you will ask, how long I have to do it? Now, if you go to a doctor, if you are not well, cough and cold, he knows it will take 7 days. And with medicine, 1 week. With medicine, one, because you are very happy, one. It's only one, 1 week. Otherwise, don't take medicine, 7 days you go. So how long you take? 7 days you take this medicine. Ho jayega, theek ho jayega. Okay. So how long we have to do the Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan? Now, one limit is suggested in next verse. How long we have to do the Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan? So Gurudev here writes, the great declaration of the Upanishad point out the identity of the individual self with the self present everywhere. The substratum for my life is the very substratum for the whole universe. Substratum of my life, Atman, and substratum of the whole world, Brahman, is one and same. In order to gain intimate experience of this great declaration and your superimposition, if you want to realize that I am Brahman, what we have to do? And your super. What is superimposition? I know you will not study, open the book at home, so therefore I have to make you repeat here again and again. Superimposition means Deho Ham, Jivo Ham, Karta Ham. These are all superimposition. We have to remove it. In order to firmly establish in Brahman and all misconception about yourself, for deep confirmed experience, the spiritual experience of the self should not be a passing fancy or some super sensuous experience only. It must be a firm and deep experience. As firm as our experience today that we are this body bundle. We are very firm in this. Who are you? I am this body bundle. And as deep as our daily experiences of the world around us. ओके अच्छा शंकराचार्य जी जल्दी बताओ कितने दिन तक श्रवण मनन दिशा करना है और लास्ट 6 ईयर वी आर डूइंग इट कुछ नहीं हो रहा है ओके शंकराचार्य जी ओके लिसन 284
अहम
Aham bhavasya dehesmin.
Aham bhavasya dehesmin.
Nishesha vilayavadhi. Savadhanena yuktatma. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Aham bhavasya dehesmin nishesha vilayavadhi savadhanena yuktatma swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Nishesha vilayavadhi, till it is completely rooted out.
Aye.
This is the limit. Kab tak sravan manan karna hai? Till it is completely rooted out. What is completely rooted? Swadhyas. Till is it completely rooted out, you have to continue your sadhana. Achha. Till the identification with body is rooted out, no time limit is given. Till aham bhav ends, continue sravan manan nididhyasan. This is the limit. Are you clear? Aham bhavasya dehe asmin, padvan. So long I notion is there in the body. I am this deha. So long this bhav, this understanding is there. I am this body. I am karta. You have to continue sravan manan nididhyasana. Continuously. Okay. Like, well, I was talking about the, if you have got the a little bit of infection, some viral infection, thoda sa dawai 7 din mein ho gaya. But if you have got blood pressure or diabetes, how long do you have to take the medicine? Whole life. Is it not so? Jab tak blood pressure nahi thik hoga, you have to take. Diabetes nahi thik hoga, you have to take. Whole life. Similarly, so long the identification with the body is there, you have to continue. Do sravan manan nididhyasan. They will again and again say, remove atyas. So one Mahatma, a realized person, he goes to satsang. People ask, he is a realized person. Why is he coming to satsang? Sravan. Continuously he has to do it. Gurudev never used to close the classes every day. He used to take class. Even in Vedant course, we have got classes every day, 365 days, maybe 4 or 5 classes per day. No holidays. No national holidays, no Saturday, no Sunday. Continuously for 2 years we have to listen. No chutti. So continue sravan till the tadatma is there. Somebody may ask, how long I have to breathe? Kya uttar doge batao? Kab tak saans lena hai? So long you are alive, you have to breathe, is it not so? So long the tadatma is there with the body. So what I have to do? I have to do sravan manan diya. Sravan manan diya will again and again say, oh, this is wrong. You don't do this thing. Remove this notion. Okay. Sravan may be difficult. In the beginning, now you all are habituated for coming to Vivek Churamani class on Sunday morning at 8:30. But the beginning, when we started, it was difficult to take out even 1 hour from time. Now many of you might be looking forward to, kab Sunday aayega 8:30, I should be there in Vivek Churamani class. It has become easy now. Okay, now no fatigue, no effort is required for coming to the class. Sabdhanena yuktatma, sabdhanena with vigilance, yuktatma being a man of concentration, with vigilance and concentration continue to do. With vigilance, all sabdhanena you do. Same thing Shankaracharya said in Bhajgobindam, kuru avadhanam mahat avadhanam. Kuru avadhanam, slowly and slowly you do it. But carefully, be vigilant, alert. Okay. So if tadatma loses, this identification with the body loses, you will come to know Brahma. So long the identification continues, swadhyas continues, the experience of Brahman will not happen, will not happen. Okay, what Gurudev has to say, how long should this practice to be continued? This doubt assails all beginners in Vedanta study. Shankara categorically answered this illogical and idle question and say, till the attitude, I am this body, ends totally with no trace remaining. Is so particular. Dehoam Bhav, till it is no trace is to be there. Then. The superimposition has to be done away with very carefully, with vigilance. Try to remove this misconception with great concentration and care through study, reflection, and meditation, slowly and calmly. Aste, 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 aste karna hai. Dhire, dhire, re mana, dhire, sab kuch hoye, mali, siche, sau ghada, ritu aaye phal hoye. You have to do it very slowly, slowly, slowly. Next.
Pratitir jiva jagatah.
Jiva
jagatah. Swapnavad bhati yavata. Swapnavad bhati yavata. Tavan nirantaram vidvat. Tavan nirantaram vidvat. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Pratitir jiva jagatah. Swapnavad bhati yavata. Tavan nirantaram vidvat. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Pratiti jiva jagato. Swapnavat bhati yavata. Pratiti. Pratiti means perception. Perception. So long we are perceiving it. What? Jiva and Jagat. Jiva, pratiti, perception of Jiva and Jagat. Swapnavat, like swapna, like dream. Bhati, persists. Yavata, as long as. So, O Vidwan, now Shankaracharya is addressing us as all Vidwan, wise people. Why should we are coming to Vivek Churamani class? We are wise. O Vidwan, learned one, as long as even a dream-like perception of the world of objects and the experience of ego persist. Okay, so we have to do the sadhana of Sarvan Manan Nidhisyasan as long as there is a perception of the world and there is an ego. Achha. Second meaning is, should I not open my eyes so that there is a perception of the world as in the Nirvikal Samadhi? Suppose somebody is meditating. In Nirvikal Samadhi, you are closed your eyes and you are with the Brahman. The moment you open your eyes, what happens? You start seeing perception of the world and you may again caught in that. Adhyas may again come back. Adhyas may again come back. Another interpretation, if you perceive world as the world is seen in dream, need to do sadhana. One interpretation is that so long you, even if you see the world as a dream, continue sadhana. Another interpretation is, if you are seeing the world as you see in dream, no sadhana. Both ways, we will see there are two schools, Gurudev will explain it. More clearly. So conviction should be strong that Vishwa is like dream. One is that you are thinking that the world is like a dream, no sadhana. Another school says, even if you are perceiving it as a dream, continue your sadhana because you are still perceiving. Vishwam takta swapnam vichara. The difference between the two stands, what is the difference? In Nirvikal Samadhi, go to the solitary place, enter into Nirvikal Samadhi and don't come out from that Samadhi. Eyes closed. And second is, in second case, he is perceiving world, but like Swapnavat. I am perceiving everything, but this is like a dream. That's all. Ignorance is gone. No worry. Kuch nahi karna hai. Okay. Tavat nirantaram vidvan swadhyasa prantkuru. Continue to do your eliminating your swadhyas. Tavat. Up to that point. Which point? When I am perceiving the world as a dream world. One meaning. Stop it. Second, even if you are experiencing this world as a dream world, still you are perceiving, continue your sadhana. Now, Gurudev, right? There are two interpretations to this verse. One school of commentators emphasizes that till the jeev and jagat distinction, the subject-object relationship appear even as a dream, the practice of self-withdrawal has to be continued. So even if you consider that this world which we are thinking real is a dream world, continue your sadhana. According to this school, the practice stops when the everything around, including the sadhak's very individuality, appears as a vision in a dream. Even the dream also ends at up to that point you have to continue. The other school says, even if there is a dream-like perception of the subject-object relationship, the practice of self-withdrawal has to be continued till the sadhak enters completely into the samadhi. You continue, even if it is the dream you are experiencing, but you continue till you reach to nirvikal samadhi. Nirvikal samadhi means there are no thoughts. So the waking world is when the gross body, subtle body and causal body, all three bodies are active. Dream world is when subtle body and causal bodies are active, gross body is not active. And in the nirvikal samadhi, there is nothing, no gross body, no subtle body and no causal body. So continue sadhana till you reach the nirvikal samadhi. Two types of men of realization are revered and respected in Hinduism. The first type are those who even after realization come to work in society. They are called Karak Purus. After realization, they stay here to guide the Sarva Bhuta Hiterata. They guide people. Aapko ye karna hai. Do this thing. They work because they see the world around them, and even while they are working, they are fully aware that the world of plurality is unreal like a dream. Sri Ramchandra, Sri Krishna, Acharya Shankara, King Janak are the examples of this type. They were all realized. But they all stayed back to show people the path of Shreya, path of good. There are the others who turn completely to meditation. They do not experience anything of the world outside. Whenever the perception of plurality occurs, they immediately withdraw their mind and try to remain fixed in the Brahman. Both these types are indicated in the sensibility of this verse. So one type of realized masters are those who serve society, come back. And other type, they always stay. The moment the mind opens up to the world, again they withdraw and go into samadhi, nirvikal samadhi. Achha. Next.
Nidraya loka vartayah, nidraya loka vartayah, shabdadehravi vismrite, shabdadehravi vismrite, kvachinnavasaram dattva, kvachinnavasaram dattva, chintayatmanam atmani, chintayatmanam atmani, nidraya loka vartayaha, shabdadehravi vismritehe, kvachinnavasaram dattva, chintayatmanam atmani.
Kvachit na avasaram dattva. Kvachit at any time, na, not, avsaram, chance, datva, without giving slightest chance to forget gold, truth or Brahman. Slightest chance, not even a moment we should forget about that Brahman. Path 1, nitraya lokvartaya. Nitraya lokvartaya. Now this is the practical instruction which Shankaracharya is giving to all students, all seekers, that be careful of these things. He is mentioning about the three things. One is the nidra, lokvarta, and sabdadi api vismrite. They mislead us. Vismriti ho jati hai, we forget. Okay. So don't give chance to forget the truth whenever you study. Mind should be always alert. So two causes are stated here. One is the nidra, another is lokvarta. Nidra and lokvarta. What is nidra? Slumber, dozing, laziness. There is a tendency of forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Because, why it is forgetfulness? Because it is a tamasic state. The knowledge happens only in the sattvic state. When the mind is fresh, sattvic, unagitated, at that time you are able to receive the knowledge. Nidra is tamasic state. So knowledge will not happen at that time. So in tamasic state of mind, retention and receptiveness is very low, negligible, or not there at all. Like suppose you are driving in India and driver is driving, you are sitting in the next seat, and after 10 hours of drive and the driver has become fatigued and is feeling sleepy, the Malik will say, hey, usko chalo gaadi bagal mein rakho, tum so jao pehle ho. You take rest for some time. Because you are sleepy. Okay. So in Nidra what happens? All activities stop. Therefore there is forgetfulness in tamasic mind. Mind should be agile, alert. Mind plays different tricks. It gives excuses. Maya always plays tricks through mind. You are sitting in meditation, the mind will say, you should have a cup of coffee first if you want to remain awake. Plays tricks. So if I ask you, why don't you remember last class, you can now easily say, last class we were in Nidra. So therefore you could not. Lokvartaya, gossiping, discussing matter of others. See your own life, you know. Why should we discuss others' life? But we relish, you know, discussing about others' affairs. Kya hua, nahi hua. Many peoples are, you know, there is one film fair. What affair is going on in film industry? Kiska kiske saath mein connection, disconnection, again connection. People are interested in that. Lokvarta, gossip. In such cases, knowledge is forgotten and knowledge should be cherished actually. Should not be forgotten. Cherished is continuously, we should remember that. Cherish it. Then only it will remain. If you don't reflect on knowledge, it means you are thinking about world. If you are not thinking about Brahman, are we not thinking about the world? Because mind is a flow of thoughts. That flow of thought will not stop. If we are not thinking while doing the japa also, we are doing japa, but the mind goes. We are not thinking about the Lord. Where mind has gone? World. So if we are not thinking about the Lord, that means the mind has gone to OET, object, emotions and thought. It is wastage of time and energy to think about sansar. So why he said so? He said, because we go to different room and we discuss many things, you know. Discuss many things. So we pollute our mind. We can discuss things which are not related to individuals. We can discuss. See, When we go out from the Vivek Chudamani class, you observe this thing. Huh? When we go out of the class, what we discuss? Definitely not Vivek Chudamani. Not Upanishad, not Brahman. Then what we are discussing other than Brahman is worldly things we are discussing. What happened is Lokvartya, gossiping. Okay. There was one disciple of Mahatma. He went to market and he came back and he said, Mahatma, I want to share something with you. So Mahatma said, I don't want to listen. He asked, is that what you want to tell me is beneficial for me? Shishya said, no. Is it true? No. Is it amusing or humorous? Shishya said, no. Then Mahatma said, since it is not joy-giving, not true, not good for me, it is meaningless, then why should I listen? By listening, what will happen? Vismriti will happen when I start thinking about the world and gossips. I will forget Brahman. Vismriti, forgotten Brahman. Therefore, keep yourself away from gossiping. In gossiping, what happens? Mental energy is wasted. Mental energy is wasted. Sabdade api vismrite, object of senses, sabda adi. Sabda means sound. Adi. Sabda sparsa rupa ras gandha. Sabda adi. Api in also sense object also. Vismrite. So if you are in nidra, sleeping, lazy, or lokvarta, if you are gossiping, or if you are thinking about the sense object, what will happen? Vismriti. Kiska vismriti? Brahman vismriti ho gaya. Forgotten. Okay. So kvachitana avsar dattva. You should not give her any chance. Kvachit, any chance, any time. Na, no. Avsaram, chance, giving. Don't give any chance to forget Atman. We have to continuously remember Atman, Atman, Atman. So we are giving opportunity to mind to forget. It is practical. To retain knowledge, to remember knowledge, mind should bus. Knowledge is subtle and difficult. If not reflected in solitude, it will not be available at right time. At right time. This knowledge should be available to us whenever we require it. Sometimes you will find you have forgotten and you are suffering. Chintaya atmanam atmani. Avoid lokvarta, nidra, sabdadi and reflect on the knowledge. We study Vedanta. After 1 hour, you get tired. You need something. Talk about nature, prakriti. Why gossip? If we discuss about other matters, what will happen? Our mind will be polluted, impression will come, gossip. And then you go and repeat to somebody else. Same gossip, now it has to be transferred, shared. It becomes viral after that. Like in WhatsApp, the things become viral. We share our impression, the same thing, impression. So mind will become polluted. So in Vivek Chudamani class, mind gets purified, and the moment we go out and we start doing the lokvarta, gossiping, or talking about the sense object, the mind gets purified more. Mind gets polluted. That is why Shankaracharya is saying, be careful. Okay. Otherwise, what will happen? There is one word in Hindi, it is called Gaj Snan. Gaj means elephant. Snan means elephant taking bath. The elephant goes into the river, takes bath, comes out, then again picks up dust and sprinkle on the body. So we all are doing the Gaj Snan, you know. When we are in the Vivek Chudamani class, mind is getting purified. And the moment we go out, we collect. at least now you are understanding. Understanding what is happening in the mind. Acha. How to do chintan, that is given in the next verse. But before that, let us see what Gurudev writes. Two forces from within distract men from pursuing their ideal. Number one, unawareness, and B, concern for worldly things. Unawareness means nidra. And concern for worldly things, one worldly thing, gossip and saptasparsa ruprasganda. Saptadi. It is generally observed that when a man is fired with the enthusiasm to dedicate himself to an ideal, the less intelligent and unenthusiastic people around him try to dissuade him. If he yields to this pressure, his enthusiasm will ebb away and consequently his efforts will weaken miserably. While at work, if you allow your mind to slip into unawareness and inadvertence, your efficiency suffers. Sadhak should be very alert, should never allow these forces to pollute their sadhana, even for a moment. Kadachit, the word kadachit is there. Not even for a moment, should not be allowed. Do not get distracted. Constantly contemplate upon the nature of the self in mind. Now the question comes, how to do chintan? How to do chintan? How we should think? Next verse.
Mata pitror malod bhutam. Malamansamayam bapuhu. Tyaktva chandalavadduram. Brahmi bhuya kriti bhava. Mata pitror malod bhutam malamansamayam bapuhu tyaktva chandalavadduram brahmi bhuyo kriti bhava.
If you have visited Sandipani while the Vedant course is going on, earlier it was allowed from this course, from the next course, which Guruji is going to take, they are not going to allow anybody to enter the class of brahmacharis. And all the brahmachari, they all come to Annachetra. If you go there, some of them you will find, they will come and talk to you. Oh, who are you? Where are you coming from? This and that. Others are very reserved. They will not say even Aryo. So both are wrong. They are not balanced. We have to keep a balance. Even this is generally observed there. So here it is said, we think about body, it is main obstacle in sadhana. Body is the main obstacle in sadhana, reaching there. Dehoam is the main obstacle. Fascination and attraction for body is the main obstruction. So Shankaracharya says, think this way. He is guiding us how to think about this body. Dehoam bhav is to be removed. Mata pitro mal udbutam mal mansamayam bapu. Bapu means this body. What is this body? Mata pitro of the mother and father, mal udbhutam, region from the impurities. Impurities of the father or mother, this body has come. Mal mans may rupam, it is constituted of what? Flesh and impurity. Mans, flesh. Mal, impurities. All the impurities are there only. So this body which has come from the impurities of the parents and which itself is constituted of flesh and impurities. So this fact we have discussed many times earlier also. What are the seven minerals you find here in this body? One is the bone marrow, bone, flesh, then fat, then after that blood, then charma, dermis, outer, inner. So seven things are there. Same thing is, you think of this way. If you want to remove this superimposition deoham, try to find out what is this deha. You love this deha very much. If somebody gives you a bone marrow in a plate, will you take it? Or a bone? Take this bone. No. Blood, fat, flesh, skin. Skin, this is so beautiful. You love so much. Cut it. No. You cannot touch it. Not touch it. Tyaktva chandalvat duram. Tyaktva, leave it. How? Like a chandal. Who is chandal? In India, you will find those who cremate, you know, they are called chandal. We consider them very impure. We don't want to touch them or keep any identification with them. Nobody invites chandal, you know, to his home. Aaj dinner mere saath karo. Never. Chandal vadu, keep it away, dur. Because chandal represents the impurities. Impurity chana duram. Sunning to a safe distance like an outcast. Okay. So here Shankaracharya is saying both the origin of the body and its nature and contents are impure. Are you getting it? How this body came? Mata, pita, impurities. Because of the union of mother and father, impurities, the origin has come. And what it consists of? What is nature? All these seven things are there. All are impurities. So point is that don't have notion that this body is beautiful and the goal is to nourish it, you know. This should not be the goal. I have to nourish it. This is the vehicle to be kept fit for reaching our destination. What is destination? Dehoham. Brahmoham is the destination. Taktva. Takta means don't give it up, but don't give much importance to it. Don't give much importance to it. But we don't feel that way. So long we listen discourse, we understand it. It is impure. We stand in the front of mirror and full and feel good to see body. Is it not? So long we are in the Vivek Chudamani class, we understand, yes, whatever is Shankaracharya is saying is correct. There is no mistake. But still, the moment we see mirror, calm will come out. So have aptitude of vairagya toward the body like chandal. Brahmi bhuya kriti bhava. Brahmi bhuya. Become Brahman. Kriti bhava. Become fulfilled. Kritkritya. If you do this thing, then whatever is to be done in this life is done. That is kritkritya. Jo karna tha, kar diya, bas. You will get total fulfillment if you come to that state of Brahman. So, assert your divine nature and realize the fulfillment in this life. Again, meditate on Brahman, become Brahman, kriti bhava, be fulfilled. I don't need or want anything. This is kritkrityata. This is kritikata. Once you come to know the Brahman, that you are Brahman, this vasana becomes zero. You don't need any of thing of the world. What you need is only a little bit to keep this body on. That's all. Okay. But our position is raat gavai soye ke divas gavaya khaye. We are not meditating on Brahman. Whole night we are sleeping and whole day we are thinking and planning of food. Kya khana hai? Breakfast khatam hua, then the lunch menu. Lunch khatam hua, the evening mein kya theek hai? Then after that in night, divas gavaya khaye. So one person complained to Akhandanand Maharaj, Maharaj, people insult me. People insult me. insert me physically also, mentally also. Then Akhandanand Maharaj said, "Tu thik hi tu karta hai." There is okay. Why? Because you are sitting in a garbage. When you are saying people are insulting me physically or mentally, this both deha bhav is a, it's a garbage. You are sitting in a dustbin, so people will throw garbage there. Where are we experiencing man apman, mind, seet usna, body? So this body and mind is atma or what? Anatma. Anatma. If a person is sitting in anatma, and if other persons are insulting, Akhandananda says, "You are sitting in the garbage. People will throw garbage in the garbage bin. Thik to kar raha hai, it's okay." The idea is that we should come out of this and stay in Brahma Bhava. Okay. Some more is there. Earlier, Kriti Bhava, now they will say Tushni Bhava. How can we become satisfied? How can we remove the ego? And he will give a beautiful example of Ghatakas and Mahakas. Ghatakas, pot space. Mahakas, total space. What is to be done? We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.